an organization, I have got the organization can handle bomb near water. And people who do that won't do it. You know what our limitations are. You've been with them, and they ought to have the right to do it. And I think that I can hold this thing together. I don't believe there'll be many attacks on the orders I issue on Tonkin Gulf if I'm not a candidate. And then I think the people can give the man that they want such a mandate that he might continue the good work we've done. And I don't know who it'd be. I expect it'd be Bobby Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey, whoever they are. But I believe they can get along with the Negroes better than I can. It's obvious to me that I haven't got the influence on them. Here at the crowning point in my life when I need people's help, I didn't get the loyalty of Ken O'Donnell, Larry O'Brien, my Attorney General, anything like that. So I just think I don't see any reason why I ought to seek the right to endure anguish that I do endure. I don't know why I want that right. People, I think, have a mistaken judgment. They think I want great power. And what I want is great solace and a little love. That's all I want.
You have a lot more of that.
Well, I don't know. I looked at every paper this morning. The New York Times had a pallid platform that compromised instead of convinced. And Jimmy Breslin's column had those two pictures that they put up for me. I never knew of it. I wish you didn't have a picture of me in the hall. But it was the arrogance run wild, and I'm making every decision. Dave Lawrence went in room 8 up there and called me here, and according to Herald Tribune. I didn't know he'd ever call me.
I don't think he has.
But Humphrey, everything you said, Humphrey, when he came in the other day, that's all outlined what all he's doing to get to Max Kaplan and all of them working on the Johnson Compromise. And just think like it. I don't think a white Southerner is the man to unite this nation in this hour. And I don't know who he is, and I don't even want that responsibility. But back to your question. Probably ought to have told you about it, but I rather guess that anybody's entitled to know who you are and what I'm thinking. And I think that I think some of them will charge you with cowardice, not wanting to face up to it. But I'd just soon be charged with being a coward, being charged with being a thief, being charged with the thing that they do say, being a manipulator, conniver, spendthrift, all the things that they say, every column. I have tried, and I've had doubts about whether a man born where I was born, raised like I was raised, could ever satisfy the Northern Jews and Catholics and Union people. And I don't think you can do that. And I don't feel good about throwing Alabama out of Mississippi, making them take an oath, nobody else take it. It don't make me happy either. And I don't want to go back home and have my people feel. I don't want to have to fight to carry Texas. I just don't want Texas to have to say yes to me anymore. I've asked them the last time, I want to ask them. And if you don't know how that feels, well, you go out there and start asking a man to please give you a quarter for a cup of coffee. So I would say to them that you're not going to call me because I told you last night that I thought it'd be best. People were talking that all these folks were calling me. The paper said this morning Governor Lawrence picked up the phone. That's all untrue. But I think that they're men of wisdom, and this is their party. And I really honestly just say he believes that all of you got more at stake than he has. And he has great respect for these people. So what I would suggest is that you get them in together this morning. They ought to be meeting all day and thinking about approaches. And I'd suggest you get them all in and talk to them about it. And then get the consensus there, and then get another group of five, and then you can, John can go and talk to Sanders and some of them. But I just don't want Bill Moyer to call me up saying Sanders says that he's going to walk, because I don't give a goddamn whether he walks. But that'd be the answer to the question that you called when you raised. And I would give it my best judgment that they will not win on a minority report of Greens. I do not believe that you can breed Chicago and New York and Massachusetts to. And I rather think that this Freedom Party was born in the Justice Department.
I don't agree with you on not winning tonight.
Maybe not. I don't know the votes. You all know them. But I just, I know the issues, and I just don't believe that you can ever carry a beer election in Blanco. It's a prohibition town, and I just don't believe it is, to talk to John Bailey this morning, I just believe there's so much hatred of Mississippi that nobody's really going to want to get on a roll call with them. And I think they'll run just like quail.
Well, they have to call me just before we start talking. Said that he had heard what the state coordinator had given in as a figure for New Jersey on this, and he said that figure's true, and the governor and I will both resign, because said if we can't do better than that for our president, then we ought to be here, and said if we can.
You just tell him I don't need to, because I don't want to. I do not believe, Walter, that I can physically and mentally. Goldwater's had a couple of nervous breakdowns, and I don't want to be in this place like Wilson. And I do not believe I can physically and mentally carry the responsibilities of the bomb and the world and the Negroes and the South and so on and so forth. Now, they're younger men and better prepared men and better trained men and Harvard educated man, and I know my own limitations. I just don't believe that I have the physical and mental strength to carry them. And I think the time to make that decision is while they're there and not after they go home. And I thought about it a good deal this morning. And I haven't read the statement in 20 years, but I'm just getting ready to write this one. Just got one more sentence on it. I told him to have a helicopter standby, and I'll decide during the lunch hour. I'm going to meet with the Security Council, and I'll decide during the lunch hour what I do about it, and either come on up there or call in the press conference here. You have any idea which would be better from your vantage point? From my standpoint, it'd be better here, because you don't have to go through any of the handshaking and the falderoar. On the other hand, you kind of hate to your managers, you know, folks that are far, you'd hear it through the press. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I told you that.
Well, it would make me great difference.
That's what I think it will be. Bert thought that I ought to go up there because it wasn't quite right to hold him up this long and have everybody guessing. I think I've got to decide on the vice president today, because I'm pretty just being interviewed every 10 minutes, and that's the whole thing. It's undignified.
Pretty hard to work on this about the
business. I know, but I'm not going to go through with him 4 years if I had to.
I'll go ahead and handle this thing here.
Okay. All right. Bye.